Josh Ellis, Giant Communications and JVN Telephone, Maximum Realty, Casino White Cloud, Atchison Auto Parts, and Community National Bank in Seneca, Sabetha, Topeka, Baser, Tonganoxie, and Overland Park. The War of the Wild is on, and only from the MSC Radio Network. Download the app, find a live event, and win your way into the wild.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Trombley. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 55. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Trombley for the Kansaland Radio Listening Area.
Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Welcome back to Topeka, the capital city, here for the site of 3A state softball here at the Invista Softball Complex. Jake Spalding with you, Seth Tollison back in studio. We had our first semifinal earlier where Frontenac took care of business against Riverside 11-0, run ruling them in five innings. So Riverside will play the loser of this next game, where Frontenac will look to defend their title against the winner. What is that matchup, you might ask? It's the 3-seed Burlington Wildcats against the 7-seed Silver Lake Eagles. Silver Lake had an emphatic win yesterday at the top of the ninth inning, played two runs to win 2-0 over 2-seed Wichita Trinity. And Burlington, they won 9-0 in seven innings over Jefferson West. Joining me today on the broadcast here is Scott Bond, who helped us out last night in the Jeff West game. But Scott, you know a lot about softball. You know a lot about these kids. And when I asked a couple Silver Lake fans, I said, you guys know Scott Bond? They said, oh yeah, we know Scott.
Yeah, I've been around softball for quite a few years now, between coaching and then, of course, my daughter's playing through high school and college. So yeah, I know a lot of people in Northeast Kansas that has anything to do with softball.
You're very familiar as well with Kendra Cook, the stud pitcher for Silver Lake, as well as Grace Brink that we saw yesterday for Burlington. So we had a little conversation off the air thinking this could be a really good pitcher's duel.
I think it will be. We have two extremely strong pitchers here. I just hope you brought your sunscreen, Jake, because it's hot. This is going to be one heck of a hot game to watch, too.
I've got an umbrella behind me. Just apply some sunscreen. We're ready to rock and roll. We're going to take a brief break here in our pregame timeout. We come back, starters in first pitch at semifinal number two. Winner will go play for a state title at 5 o'clock. It's all here on 3A state softball coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels, or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in the capital city, Jake and Scott with you. Seth back in the studio. 3A state softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thanks to all of our extra business partners that make this all possible to bring to you back at home. And a big thanks, as always, to Seth back in the studio and everybody that helps make this get across the airwaves so you at home can enjoy state softball. Well, it's a three-seeded Burlington Wildcats taking on the 7th-seed Silver Lake Eagles. Silver Lake will be the road team here in this contest as they will be in their maroon tops and bottoms with the gold numerals and letters on their jerseys. The home team will be Burlington in their home whites with the red stripe pinstripes and the red numerals and letters as well. Three new umpires for this game, for this semifinal. Again, the winner will go to the title. The loser will take on Riverside in the third place game here in just a little bit. Let's go through your lineups here for Silver Lake. Leading it off will be Kaylin Haney playing center field wearing number 2. Kira Lowry will bat second playing third base wearing number 14. Taylor Zordel, the shortstop, she wears number 3 batting third. Kendra Cook is the pitcher. She bats cleanup number 4 hitter wearing number 25. Paige Hyman, the first baseman, bats fifth, wears number 5. Riley Moore, the designated player, bats 6. She wears number 9. And Savannah Windy will play left field batting 7th wearing number 12. Taylor Swigert, the catcher, batting 8th, wearing number 13. At second base, batting 9th, wearing number 1, Sailor Liggett. And then the flex player for Silver Lake playing right field will be Peyton May, wearing number 19. Again, for Silver Lake, it's Haney, Lowry, Zordel, Cook, Hyman, Mulder, Wendy, Swigert, Liggett in the starting 9. For Burlington, it'll be Emma Thompson, the third baseman, batting 1st, wearing number 6. Grace Berg, pitching, batting 2nd, wearing number 7. Camden Swank, the shortstop, batting third, the catcher, wearing number 14. Swank will be batting fourth, playing shortstop, wearing 19. Hannah Sides at first base, batting fifth, wearing 11. Addison Sleaser, wearing number 8, bat 6th, playing right field. Alexa Splechter, playing second, bat 7th, wearing 5. Kinley Hook in center, wearing number 23, bats 8. And Carly Dockman, playing left field, bats 9th, wearing number 3. Thompson, Burke, Cole, Swank, Sides, Sleaser, Splechter, Hook, and Dockman. Scott, we're ready for first pitch here in this one. And, man, we've said a lot about Burke. She's going to be in the circle to begin this game.
She is. That'll be exciting watching her against this pretty powerful offensive lineup for Silver Lake. Their 1 through 9 are really good. I like the way they have their lineup set up. That number 9 hole, Liggett, she could be a leadoff also. You could easily swap her around. So they could score a lot of runs through the bottom of the order, too.
Haney went 3 for 5 yesterday. She leads things off. First pitch underway here in the semifinal is a ball high and away. 1-0 the count. Slap hitter, Scott, so she kind of shuffles her feet, runs towards the pitcher a little bit.
Yeah, gives her a little bit of advantage. She puts the ball on the ground. They're just almost impossible to get a fast lefty out if they get the ball on the ground.
1-0 the count. Here's the second offering in there for a strike on the corner. It's 1-1. Burke has a lot in her arsenal in the circle. We've seen screwball, rise ball, drop ball, curveball, changeup yesterday against Jeff West. The 1-1 offering here to Haney. In the dirt. 2-1.
Yesterday, I thought, starting out anyway, I thought Burke had seemed to be a little bit calmer. She had, looks like she might be a little nervous playing against Silver Lake right here in the game to get to the championship. Probably calm down here in a little bit.
2-1 the count here against Haney, the lefty. Slaps it outside the fence behind us here and evens the count at 2-2. Behind Burke, Thompson at third, Swank at short, Splechter at second, Sides at first. Cole, the battery mate behind the dish. Sleaser and Ride, Hook in center, and Dockman in left. It's Haney, Lowry on deck, Zordel in the hole. If anybody gets on, Cook. Throwing the slab here is Burke. A 2-2 offering to Haney. Lifts it over the shortstop's head. It'll be a leadoff single here for Kaylin Haney. She stands at first base safely to get things going here for Silver Lake.
Yeah, I know that pitcher for Wichita yesterday kind of kept Silver Lake's offense quiet, but they do have an offense that can cause some havoc and put up a lot of runs. So with this pitcher, Burlington Burke, she shuts people down. So this is going to be exciting to watch here.
Haney on first, an aggressive secondary. The pitch came in, was high and away, ball one. Yesterday, Kira Lowry, 0-for-2 officially, but reached twice on fielder's choice, scoring one time. Want to know the count? Nobody out. We're in the top of the first inning near the semifinal. The 1-0 offering. Foul ball back to the screen. It's now 1-1. Again, Zordel on deck. Cook in the hole. Hyman awaits. Perfect day for some softball. A little bit warm for us this close to the field, but really can't ask for a much better afternoon here for some state softball here in Topeka. Burke ready. Here's the 1-1 showing bunt, getting it down, but going foul with Kira Lowry. 1-2 the count now here against the third baseman.
That was a nice time to try that bunt play right there. I look for Silver Lake to try to maybe do a little small ball today.
Coach Hamilton at third calling out the signals for the Eagles. Burke ready, the 1-2 offering to Lowry. Hideaway, ball two.
So far, I mean, just through two batters, but Silver Lake seems to be showing some pretty good discipline laying off that rise ball, which is hard to do.
Haney at first, she led the game off with a single to center field, the same thing she did yesterday as well. Burke ready, here's the 2-2 pitch. Laying off that rise ball again, it's now 3-2.
That rise ball looks about the same as it did yesterday. Just so far, these two Silver Lake batters are able to hold back. You saw there she wanted to go check her swing. It's hard to lay off that. It looks like a beach ball coming in.
Payoff pitch. Bounce straight back to the screen. We'll do it again. And the environment here is just really good. You got a good crowd on hand for Burlington. You got a good crowd on hand for Silver Lake. Silver Lake trying to get a rematch of last year's state title game against Frontenac, where the Raiders won 3-0. Top of the first here. Runner at first is Haney. Here's the 3-2 to Lowry. Ground ball to the shortstop. Picked up. And over to first in time. Good play there by Swank, but it does advance the runner. Haney to second. Lowry a productive out there on the 6-3 putout for the first out of the inning.
You know, softball is such a fast-paced sport in this smaller field. It's often advantageous to start the game off with small ball. Try to get that one run across, especially when you're playing in the semifinal, one to get championship. If you get a run across in the first inning, that just kind of calms everything down.
Taylor Zordel, 0 for 4 yesterday. Quick ground ball here taken by Thorson, the third baseman. Fires over to first, low, but the foot stayed on the base for the out. Haney moves up to third on that ground ball. 5-3 put out if you're keeping track at home.
But it moved the runner into scoring position with two outs here and a tough bat coming up. So,
yeah, you're talking about Kendra Cook for Silver Lake. Good day at the plate yesterday for Kendra. Three for four, with a run scored. Three singles. They could use a single here. Here's a first offering from Burke on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1.
Nice screwball there. She really set that up.
Two away here, top of the first inning. Kendall Cook from the left side. Pitch coming in. Ground ball foul. Quickly down in the count, 0-2 is Kendra Cook. Cook, one of the best hitters on the team. You'd expect that from your cleanup hitter, Scott. North of 540 on the average this season.
Yeah, that's pretty good batting average. And Silver Lake, top to bottom, has pretty good batting average. I don't know if they're quite top to bottom as strong offensively as Frontenac, but they've got a pretty strong offense.
0-2 pitch. Rise ball, high and away. Ball one. Top to bottom, as a team, they're batting north of 500.
That's pretty good.
Two away here. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Cook. Bounce straight back to the screen. Do it again.
Two strikes. That's a good job of reaching out and touching that. Rise ball laying off of it, but fouling it, not giving a chance to the umpire to call her out. Got to protect your plate when you're down in the count like this.
1-2 the count. Two Cook, two away. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Burke with an off-speed pitch.
I think Burke calmed down after the first couple of batters there. She's dealing now.
No hits or no runs. One hit, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Silver Lake nothing. Burlington coming up here on State Softball Semifinals. Here on the 103.9 FM's coverage of 3A State Softball in Topeka.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake and Scott back with you. Seth back in the studio as we've got 3A state softball on the air. Bottom of the first inning now. Burlington will lead things off with Emma Thompson. She's facing off against Kendra Cook, who had an amazing day yesterday. Scott, 14 strikeouts, pitched all nine innings, and pitched a shutout, allowing just two hits yesterday.
Yeah, the Washburn Committee is looking really good this tournament. Impressive how she handles a batting order the way she does. It's like she has a game plan for every pitch, every batter when they come up to bat.
One ball, one strike here on the leadoff hitter for Burlington, Thompson. Swing and a miss, strike two. Yesterday, Thompson had a good day, 2 for 2, including 2 runs and 2 walks with 2 stolen bases for Burlington against Jeff West in their quarterfinal.
And I promise you, Nick watched him. This game last night, so he's got a game plan for the batters. You can see Cook keeping it up in the zone there and getting a couple swing and misses and then coming back down to the lower half of the zone for the called strike three.
Strikeout looking there by Thompson. First K of the day. One out here in the bottom half of the first inning. It'll bring up Grace Burke. Burke had a great day yesterday, not only pitching but also at the plate. Here's a called strike at the knees. 0-1. Burke had a 2-run home run and a single yesterday at the plate.
Yeah, I believe Burke is that's pretty impressive. 0-1 pitch. Foul ball come back up. Take the umpire's mask off.
He'll collect himself, and a good job there by Swigert to give him a little bit of time. She walks over instead of hustles over after the ball.
Burke steps out of the box, looks at the umpire, smiles, asking if he's okay now. Swagger coming back and doing her job, asking the umpire if he's okay.
Well, yeah, you got to make sure he's okay if
That's
you want
right.
the calls coming your
That's
way.
That's right.
Here's an 0-2. Trying to catch the outside corner. Nice off speed there from Cook. But I love where we're sitting at if it's 1-2. Because you can see the facial expression from Kendra Cook every single time. That time she kind of grinned a little bit.
Yeah, she's testing the water, see if she can get the river there. That ball just did miss the outside corner. But there she comes back with another high fastball and gets her to swing and miss again.
High up in the zone, and Burke goes down swinging. 2 batters, 2 strikeouts for Kendra Cook. And just like we are behind home plate, she's cooking in the circle right now. 2 up, 2 down brings up Carly Cole, the catcher. For Burlington.
If you look at these two pitchers' stats, Burke's got amazing stats. So does Kendra. Burke's got probably twice the innings that Kendra does. Kendra missed a few games earlier in the season with an illness, and then Silver Lake throughout the season did a good job of making sure they had another pitcher ready to go in one of the games so she didn't have to overthrow. So she might have a little fresher arm, but...
Quickly ahead here in the count to Cole, 0-2, 2 pitches both times. Cole watches them go by, and the umpire calls them strikes. So 2 away, 0-2 count here to the three-hole hitter, Carly Cole. Trying to strike out the side. Here's Cook. Does so with a swing and a miss. 3 up, 3 down, 3 strikeouts for Kendra Cook. We'll head to the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We're locked at 0, heading to the top of the second here at State Softball in Topeka.
You got things to do and places to be, so a car accident is the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you could call your friend and take care of it all from beginning to end. We're Honestly Care, we're friendly and near, we're CarStar Relax, we'll take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
3-0 down at the bottom half of the first inning for Burlington, thanks to Kendra Cook throwing how many pitches, Scott, in that inning?
She threw 10 pitches, 9 of them for strikes.
3 strikeouts for Kendra Cook, adding to her amazing totals for the season. We'll give you that updated total here in just a minute. Scoring update, final out in Great Bend. Valley Falls boys, they're playing for a state title. They defeat Remington in 6 innings, 16-6. 0-0 here in the top half of the second inning now as it's time for the five-hole hitter. It's the first baseman, Paige Hyman, for Silver Lake. First pitch in there, swinging for a strike, 0-1.
Missed it. Hate to call it too soon, Jake, but I think we're in for a heck of a pitcher today.
2 for 3 yesterday, 2 singles for Hyman. 0-1 catches the corner for a strike. It's 0-2. Pitcher's duel is, you and I kind of talked about last night, the end of the Jeff West game when we knew Burlington was moving on. And Burke and Cook, two of the best, all classes across the state.
They are two of the absolute best.
0-2 from Burke. Fouled back to the screen. Staying alive here is Hyman. It's 0-2.
Did a good job fouling that one off. That was a borderline pitch. You got to get rid of it. Hopefully you get back with something you like, but that was a good job of getting rid of that pitch.
Top of the second inning here in Topeka. Jake Spaulding and Scott Bond with you. Seth Tollison back in the studio. Burke with another 0-2 offering here to Hyman. Swing and a miss. First out here in the second inning is a strikeout. Second consecutive strikeout for Burke. She had 14 yesterday as well. So as if these pitchers are not getting enough roses already, they both had 14 strikeouts in the quarterfinal matchups a day ago.
And I'm telling you, Burke is dealing right now. She got that first batter out of the way in the first inning, and she's looking tough now.
Riley Moeller steps in from the right side. It's a designated player for Silver Lake. First pitch swinging, fouled it back to the screen. Yesterday, Moeller went 2 for 4. She scored the second run for the Eagles in the ninth inning. Also had 2 strikeouts yesterday. Here's the 0-1 from Burke. Low and away, ball 1. Savannah Windy is on deck. If anybody's able to reach, Taylor Swigert, the catcher for the Eagles. One ball, 1 strike. 1 away here in the top of the second. The 1-1. Rise ball swinging and coming up empty is Moeller.
Boy, that rise ball. That looked good. I'd have swung at that.
Started off at kind of the letter high and kept on elevating.
Yeah.
1-2 pitch from Burt to Moeller. Check swing. Too far on the inside part of the plate. 2-2.
I tell you, that rise ball, as a hitter, you see something elevated and you think, I can get that up in the air, maybe get it out of here. But then right as you start your swing, that thing jumps up to your chin level and now you're underneath it.
So in the slab, here's a 2-2 from Burke. Swing and a miss. Little emphasis behind that one from Burke. A little energy from the circle.
Yeah, you got to enjoy that enthusiasm she has and the excitement she gets after she gets a strike out there. She really set that up. She struck her out there with a screwball after throwing those rise balls, and that's a deadly combination when you're on your game like she is today.
Third straight strikeout for Burke. That means Savannah Windy steps in from the left side. First at bat for her in the game. She plays left field and watches the first pitch go by for a strike. It's 0-1. Savannah Windy yesterday 1 for 2 with an RBI single in the ninth inning against Trinity Academy.
The Windy name, that's pretty big in softball, I believe. Her older sister graduated last year, I believe, maybe the year before, but she's playing at Washburn now, too.
Second pitch, low and away, ball 1. It's 1-1 the count here to Windy, standing in from the left side. 2 away here in the top of the second. Burke trying to strike out the side. Here's a dribbler to the shortstop, picked up by Swank. Quick feet down the baseline, but not in time. Good throw from Swank to sides for the third out of the inning. 6-3 put out if you're keeping track at home. It's 1-2-3 here in the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Silver Lake and Burlington locked in at zero here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Starting off the bottom of the second inning, it'll be Burlington's Camden Swag. The shortstop that just got the last out of the top half of the inning. Batting cleanup here in from the left side. First pitch in there was a ball. So it's 1-0 count. Offering coming in from Cook is low and away. Ball two.
Kendra hit that same spot two pitches in a row. She's trying to set something up here, I believe.
2-0 the count here. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Scott Bond to my right. Still got Jake to my left as well. Seth back in the studio. Here's a big rip coming up empty. Camden Swag off speed there from Kendra Cook. 2-1 the count now.
And there it was. She threw two fastballs outside just a little bit and then came back with that changeup. Still outside, but catching the corner and getting her to swing and whiff on that.
2-1 the count. Looking for the outside corner again. That one a little too far off, says the umpire. 3-1. Third baseman is Lowry. Zordel at short, Liggett at second, Hyman at first. May in right, Haney in center, Windy in left. And Swigert, the battery mate behind the dish for Cook, who's in the circle.
Kendra's shaking her coach off here. She doesn't like the pitch that's being called, so she wants something different.
We'll reset. 3-1 the count here. Nobody out. Just starting the second inning here in the bottom half. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Swank, and it's 3-2. Still working that outside part of the plate here. Maybe, like you said, working herself into a confident breaking pitch on the inner half.
I think so.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That is four up, Scott, and four down, all by strikeout.
Yeah, this is fun right now. If you like the defensive side of the game, this is fun right here, watching two pitchers go at it like this. Especially when you've got an offense like Burlington here that has an overall team batting average pretty good. So,
yeah.
And we know Silver Lake does. So it's pretty amazing when you see two pitchers just barrel down and go to work like this.
First baseman will step in, Hannah Sines for Burlington from the right side now. Yesterday, she had a decent day at the plate. Here's a foul ball behind the plate into the screen, and it's 0-1. She went 0-1. However, she had a walk and scored, and she did steal a base yesterday.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a left-handed, right-handed batter. Kendra is really pounding that, what would be catcher's left-hand side of the plate. She's picking on that corner.
Rise ball swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Kendra's got a confidence and a swagger about her that you want every kid that's young playing this sport to emulate.
Absolutely. I've got a couple of my 14-year-old players here, and I was just telling them the same thing. Watch the swagger. Watch the excitement out of these two pitchers, how they command the game and get excited to do it. This is great role models for any of the young kids at the ballpark to watch, especially if you're an aspiring pitcher. These are two girls that you can emulate your game after for sure.
Foul ball back to the screen. We'll do 0-2 again. Showing a bunt, popping it in the air, and it's a foul ball.
So that'd be an out.
Yep. But I classify that as a strikeout?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Keep that train moving then.
I like that. I like that, with two strikes, you usually don't see that. And so they thought maybe they could sneak something in there. The problem is you're facing pitchers today in these two games that throw a lot of spin pitches. So trying to bunt a spin pitch with two strikes on you is very, very aggressive. I like the guts it takes to try to lay that down, though.
Two away now. Five batters, five strikeouts for Kendra. 0-1 here. First pitch to Addison Sleaser, the right fielder. We did see Burlington yesterday do a couple bunts two strikes on them against Jeff West. So, you know, definitely what Coach Burke wants to do. 0-1 pitch in there, called strike two on the inside half of the plate to this right-handed batter, Sleezer.
This is pretty interesting to me, Jake, because yesterday Kendra really pounded the other half of the plate, and today she is just living on that left-hand side of the catcher's left-hand side there.
0-2 pitch. Lined, cut by the first baseman, Hyman. Down the first base line, and Hyman, glove ready, punches out Sleezer for the third out of the inning. That's right. Going beyond SportsCenter. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Hey, we go to the top of the third inning. 0-0 here in this semifinal in Topeka, 3A state softball.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the top of the third inning we go. It's Jake Spaulding, Scott Vaughn with you here in Topeka. Jake Lamont to my left. Seth Tollison back in the studios. Burlington and Silver Lake, top of the third inning. Eagles up to bat at Taylor Swigert, her first plate appearance of the day. First pitch out of the zone. It's 1-0. Quickly back to work. Here's Burke. Foul ball over the screen, back into the stands. Nobody catches it. A loud strike there for Swigert, who evens the count at 1-1.
So after two innings, Kendra's got, she's thrown 23 pitches, 19 of them for strikes.
Pretty efficient, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and Burke has thrown 30 pitches, 21 of them for strikes.
Burke in the circle right now. Right-handed slinger. Delivery. Ground ball to the shortstop.
Oh, bobbles it.
Yep.
Just enough. Oh, that makes a bad throw.
Allows Swigert to take first base. That's going to be E6. On Camden Swank, the shortstop of Burlington. Hard hit ball there by Swigert. And we'll get a courtesy runner coming in here for her.
You know, as a catcher, she's really a heads-up batter. But I like this about softball. You get to bring in a courtesy runner for your catchers and your pitchers just to get them a little rest, you know, take a little bit off their knees, give them a drink, and it gives you a strategy as a coach to have a fast sub on the bench. Might be just a freshman that hasn't played much, but if she's super fast, she can help you and find a way to have her help you during the game.
Elena Brewster in to run for Swigert. She's at first base. In the bat now is Taylor Liggett. First pitch in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. So Brewster with a courtesy runner at first for Swigert. He reached on the error. Nobody out here in top of the third inning. Squaring the bunt. Can't get it down is Liggett. Down in the count now, 0-2. We flip to the top of the lineup. Kaylin Haney on deck for the Eagles.
And Coach Hamilton there has a bunt and run on in that situation, trying to move the runner into scoring position. I think that ball was pretty far outside to try to bunt, but I think it was pretty much a mandate from her coach to at least touch that ball.
Liggett from the left side. Ground ball to the shortstop at Swank. Picks it up, fires the first. No, error. Going from first to third will be Brewster. And safe at first is Liggett on the throwing error by Swank.
Swank made a nice play on that hit up the middle, but then she just released the ball too soon, threw it over the first baseman's head, second one in a row now. Runners at first and third.
Coach Burke's going to call time here, so the infield will come in and meet in the circle, and Silver Lake is in business.
So one bad thing about a pitcher's duel is your defense tends to get lulled to sleep out there, and then somebody puts the ball in play. Your nerves, your anxiety comes up a little bit when that ball's coming at you, and you realize you got to complete a play. Sometimes it just gets in your head.
I'm a big fan of the nine-hole hitter, and how about the bottom of the order right now for Silver Lake? 8 and 9, each putting the ball in play, putting pressure on the defense, and
results in errors. Schwenk was proof there, baseball or softball. If you make an error, the ball's going to come find you again. You've got to learn to take a deep breath, relax, and let it just wash off of you. But that is a hard thing to do. Kayla Haney steps in for the second time. She's single to lead the game off in the top of the first. Made it all the way to third before unable to score. Nobody out. She squares the bunt, pulls it back. Taking second with ease is Sailor Liggett. So now runners at second and third. No double play in order here for Burlington. The slap hitter in Haney. If you're Silver Lake, you like this situation, though. You got runners on first. I mean, on second and third with no outs. And from the left side, back to the top of your order. Squaring the bunt, called strike on the corner. It's 1-1. That's how you draw it up in the playbook, in the locker room anyway. You got your 8-9 batter leading off the inning, and they both get on base, and then here comes 1-2-3 with no outs. 1-1 to count here. Nobody away here in the top of the third. We're scoreless. The semifinal. Burke at the rubber. Lifts it. Caught it by the shortstop by Swank. Kind of a lazy pop-up. And Swank made a good play that time. Runners unable to advance on the pop-up to the shortstop. So one away here for Kira Lowry, who grounded out to the shortstop Swank in the first inning. The third play in a row, ball found Swank. She completed the play there, so hopefully she's got her nerves in check now and mind back on it. One out now. First pitch, ground ball to Swank. Runner's going to come home, and the runner will score. Productive out by Lowry. We'll get the first run on the board for the Eagles. It's a 6-3 ground out, but an RBI for Lowry. That was a nice piece of work there. She came in there, did her job, got the run in. You're nothing to nothing in the third. That's what you want as a coach, is let's just get that first run in. And if we get lucky and get another one, great. But they played that perfect. Brewster scored. Now Liggett at third. Two away here as the three-hole hitter, Taylor Zordel, grounded out to the third baseman, will be up. First pitch from Burke in there at the knees, called strike one. Burke taking a page out of Kendra's book there. She was throwing everything outside. Now she's coming back trying to pound that inside half of the play. Zordel can find a way on. Kendra Cook awaits on deck. 0-1 the count here. Burke with the delivery, lifted high and out of play behind the screen. 0-2 the count now. If you're Burlington, you're hoping you get this out of here, and you get out of here. It seems like one run is not much damage after the way the inning started with both runners reaching and getting to second and third without an out. So Burlington's done a good job of calming back down and getting two outs. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, too high across the zone there from Burke. It's 1-2. Burke's a little confused on why that was a ball. It was a little high up in the zone. She looked at the umpire with a question mark. Here's a foul ball down the right field line, slicing out of play. I just got a message about Grace Burke. It will redo it at 1-2. And Grace Burke is going to play Division I softball in Louisiana. I knew she was going D1. I just wasn't sure where, so I hadn't brought that up yet because I didn't want to say wrong. But yeah. See if I can figure out what school that is. The 1-2 pitch, two outs. Rise ball out of the zone. It's even now at two balls, two strikes. Shortstop and Taylor Zordel. Runner at third is Taylor Liggett. Silver Lake scratches one run across here in the top half of the third. They lead 1-0. They got a great batter up here with speed on third, so let's see if they can get something done. 2-2 pitch. Rise ball out of the zone again. It's now 3-2. She got two strikes on her, but she's not giving her anything really good to hit, which is smart with this batter. Nibble at the corners, don't bite. If you have to put her on with a walk, that's better than her getting one off the fence. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The offering. High and away, ball four. What an at bat there by Taylor Zordel. Draws the two-out walk. And the inning will continue to stud. Kendra Cook stepping in from the left side. Struck out swinging her first time up. Northeast Kansas the last several years, that Zordel name is a big name. She's done a lot of damage in her lifetime here. And you see a lot of Zordels on the ball field in the summertime. Seems like I just hear that name over and over and over. Runner goes from first in Zordel, and she steals the bag easily. No throw. Two away here, ball one to Kendra Cook. Runners at second and third. Eagles trying to play at least one more. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Burke to Cook. In the dirt, scooped nicely there by Cole to not allow that ball to get past her. Jake, we're seeing a little bit of softball IQ at work right here. You got Zordel out there at on second base, and she is telling her batter where the pitch is going. I don't know if she stole a sign or just seen where the catcher's set up, but she's waving a hand in the direction she thinks that pitch is going. 2-0, the count, ball lifted in the left field line, slicing, foul. Kendra Cook just a little bit behind that one, and 2-1 the count now. I love it when you see players with that kind of softball IQ trying to help out their teammate, letting them know what's going on. You see teams do that, you know, what College World Series is going on right now, and talking last night, one team picking up the other team's change up and calling a code name from the dugout when they see that.
Yeah.
I like that softball IQ. 2-1 pitch to Cook. Called strike two right at the letters. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. If you know about it, do it with me. It's time to touch the side of your hat. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the offering from Burke to Cook. She steps off. We'll call time as Cook steps out of the box as well. Burke, coach, having a little bit of a discussion with their eyes there, what pitch to throw. And here we go, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
That's big time right there.
So Burke able to get Cook to strike out, but not before a run comes across. Two errors in the inning. You got one run on no hits, two errors, and two left on base. We will go to the bottom half of the third inning. Silver Lake 1, Burlington nothing, here on state coverage of 3A state softball on 103.9 KNZA.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horak Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horak Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horak Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake Spaulding, Scott Hahn with you here in Topeka, the capital city of the site here at Invista Softball Complex, just off Lake Shawnee. Great facility, great softball tournament going on, semifinals. Winner goes to the state title game a little bit later on today. Top half of the third inning, Silver Lake gets their first run across. Couple errors in the inning and allowed Elena Brewster to come around and score. Bottom half now, as we've got Alexa Splechter, the second baseman, in from the right side. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed, evening the count now at 1-1. Let's recap a little bit, Scott. There's been six batters come to the plate. Five of them have struck out against Silver Lake's Kendra Cook.
Yeah, Cook is on fire right now. She has got herself dialed in. She looks almost unhittable right now.
Wearing the bunt with Splechter, but she pulls it back on a ball low and away. It's 2-1.
But if you're Burlington, if you think about just keeping the score low like this, all it takes is Cook making one bad mistake, leaving the ball fat, and maybe we can tie this game up. So
2-1 to count here. Here's Cook squaring the bunt again, pulling it back, but I thought that was a called strike. It's a little bit inside, says the umpire, 3-1. How many times do I get confused too often? But softball umpires, you know, I'm used to baseball where it's pointed out. You got to really watch like the emphaticness of an umpire to see if he's yelling a strike before he puts that fist up. 3-1 count. Low and inside. Ball four.
When you talk about the umpire, Jake, anybody in Northeast Kansas that's been around me in softball, I just won't comment on the umpire.
Did you have conversations with them or something? Is that what you would call it?
That's what I would call it. It is kind of interesting and neat to see, though. A lot of these umpires we see on the weekends in our club tournaments, and then you come here and watch them in high school ball also, so you get to really know them well.
Bunt down by Kinley Hook, and everybody's going to be safe.
Burlington's turn now. First and second, no outs. Cook mishandled that bunt just a little bit. She got in a hurry to make the throw and bobbled it just a little bit, which is just enough to get the runner to first.
So a walk by for Splechter. She moves up to second, and then a bunt for a hit by Kinley Hook. Brings up the nine-hole hitter. It's Carly Dockman, the left fielder. Yesterday, Dockman went 1-for-4.
I like this idea, this game plan that Coach Burke's gone to here. They spent two innings, they couldn't hit her, so now they're small balling. Foul ball straight back to the screen, and squaring the bunt was Dockman, just trying to manufacture a run, trying to figure out a way to get the score back even, and it, so far it's working out for them. We saw it with Silver Lake getting a couple runners on in the top half of this inning due to errors. And then small ball got put into effect. You're seeing it from Burlington here. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. The 0-1 pitch to Dockman. Squaring to butt. Pops it in the air and caught by the pitcher. That's Kendra Cook fielding her position well for the first out of the inning. Yeah, that's the thing about small ball is at least you're not up there swinging and striking out. You're at least trying to put some pressure on the defense. We saw that with that earlier bunt with the last batter, how Cook just mishandled it a little bit. That time she induced a pop up there, which is what you want, but still, we got only one out with runners on first and second. So, Burlington's got a chance to tie the game up, maybe even go ahead. Emma Thompson swings and misses on the first offering. She struck out looking her first time up. She was the first of five straight Wildcats that were sat down by strikes against Cook. Boy, she put a big daddy hack on that one. She saw it was something up and coming in the zone. And like I said, it probably looked like a beach ball to her. And she swung hard, hoping to tie the game up with one pitch. One ball, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the third. Runner at second is Splechter. Runner at first is Hook. Coach Burke looks at her and tells her to keep her head down. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Thompson. It's 1-2. A snap throw down to second. That was a great throw there by Swigert. Almost caught Splechter napping. Coach Nitch can come out here and argue that, but I have a pretty good view from here. She was safe. It was close, but she was safe. And what kind of give people that can't see this kind of an idea, but every single time there's been a runner at second base, which has just been Splechter here in this inning, Swigert has popped up straight up immediately and fired that ball back to Cook in the circle, emulating potentially going down to second. Well, that time Splechter thought it was going right back to Cook, and it came on down to second base, and she was almost caught. Yes, exactly what you teach your catchers to do. You fire that ball right every now and then. The pitcher just drops her glove and lets it carry on. Try to lull that runner into sleep, maybe steal an out. 1-2 the count here to the leadoff hitter for Burlington in the order. It's Emma Thompson. And watching Swigert over the years. Swing and a miss by Thompson. She's down on strike, Scott. That's two outs here in this inning. Yeah. They may get out of this without any damage after letting two runners on early. Splechter walked, and then an infield bunt, or bunt for a single from Kinley Hook. They're in their same spots they've been in for a while after the pop-up out by Dockman and Thompson striking out. Two away, bottom of the third. First offering to Grace Burke, who struck out her first time up. And don't forget, Burke had that two-run home run yesterday. When I first got here, the wind was blowing in. The flag is almost limp now. Ball was low and outside. It's 1-0. The pitch, rise ball out of the zone. It's 2-0 now to Grace Burke. Carly Cole awaits. She's on deck if Burke's able to keep the inning going. Again, Burke, a strikeout victim back in the first inning on just four pitches. Cook does such a good job of catching the outside corner. If I'm Coach Hamilton right now, I'm calling all pitches just a nibble outside the zone, because if you put her on base right now, you're not hurting anything. You're loading your bases, and everything's a force out at that point instead of giving Cook something fat, or I'm sorry, Burke something fat that she could take yard. Right down Broadway, that last pitch by Cook. It's 2-1. Two away. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Lifted in the infield. Going back is Zordle to make the grab. Well, they were threatening with the Burlington Wildcats. Two runners on with nobody out, but then a pop out, a strikeout, and a fly out to the shortstop Zordle. Silver Lake strands the two runners. Scott, no runs on no hits.
Little jam sandwich there. Gets a little pop-up in the infield. That was a good way to get out of that inning.
No errors. Two left on. We're going to the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Silver Lake in the state semifinal round.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels, or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609. Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You've got things to do and places to be, so a car accident. it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go to the top of the fourth inning. Jake and Scott with you as Silver Lake leads it 1-0. A great job by the Silver Lake defense and pitcher Kendra Cook getting out of a jam in the bottom half of the third. Leading it off, it'll be Paige Hyman. Struck out her first time up, 0-1 the count. Rise ball out of the zone, evens the count at 1-1. Seth Tollison back in the studios, doing great work for us as always. And make sure you check us out on social media. Seth's always getting everything up to date for us on there as well. 1-1 the count here to Hyman. In there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Great day at the pumps south of Holton on Old 75. Had their grand opening of the pumps. 10 cents off the gallon. Make sure you slide in there and tell Brett Carley you heard it right here. 1-2 pitch. Lifted out of play. Great battle here by Paige Hyman. This is exactly the same at bat she had the first time around, Scott.
Yes, it is.
1-2 with the one foul off. That's where we're sitting at right now.
Just driving that pitch count up, fouling them off, fouling them off.
On deck, it's Riley Mulder. In the hole, it's Savannah Windy. The 1-2 pitch, rise ball out of the zone. Good job laying off there by Paige Hyman, first baseman for the Eagles.
Watching Paige up to bat here, you can tell she loves to hit the ball. She does not want to walk.
Leads the team in home runs this season. Five-hole hitter. The 2-2. Foul ball. We'll do it again at 2-2.
Until she understands the zone and anything close, especially now she's got two on. She's giving it all her might right there. She's trying to get the one lifted and out into the outfield.
Nobody out. Here's a 2-2 pitch. To Hyman. Off speed, got away from Burt there, and this count is now full, Scott. This will be pitch number 8 of the at-bat. Silver Lake got one run in the top of the third inning to take the lead. Jake went and got himself a snow cone. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Burke.
She took a big hack there. She was swinging for the fence. That was a great pitch, though.
Burke now in the ball game has got 4 strikeouts. 5, excuse me. Now Riley Mulder in from the right side. She struck out her first time up. Pitch, swing and a miss by Mulder.
First time through the order, Silver Lake showed a little bit more patience on that rise ball, but now they're chasing it.
0-1 the count, one away here in the top of the fourth inning. Winner plays Frontenac for a state title. Silver Lake trying to make it a rematch from a season ago. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2.
That is a wicked-looking pitch. That's pretty nasty. It starts off about just above belly button height and then works its way up and in on you.
I'm glad that we're about 20 feet behind where that pitch is coming in at and behind the net.
I'm not going to lie. I would probably bail out of the way when I saw that start breaking towards me.
Burke's ready. Here's the 0-2. Rise ball out of the zone. Good job by Mulder not to chase that one. Wendy's on deck. Anybody can get on. Taylor Swigert in the hole. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Silver Lake. Burke ready. Throws the slab. The delivery.
Oh.
Strike 3 called on the corner.
Again, there's Burke setting it up. She's just jamming her inside and up, and then comes back with that ball low and away. She froze up on it. Called 3rd strike.
6th strikeout in the game here for Grace Burke.
Boy, Burke goes about changing the eye level of the batter, throwing up, then dropping low, and then coming back up. That's a pretty studly pitcher that can do that. Well, she's hitting her spots.
She ties now, Kendra Cook, in this game. Each pitcher with 6 strikeouts now. 2 away here. Top of the fourth, 1-0 the count on Savannah Windy. Steps in from the left side. 1-0 pitch, fouled back to the screen. Did you flinch that time, Jake?
Attaboy.
Don't want you to spill your snow cone, dude. 2 outs here. You didn't hear broadcast earlier against Riverside. You can go back on MSCSports.net, click the audio tab. This young man knows his stuff. Future broadcaster for MSC.
He did a good job. I listened to him on my way in.
1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. The drop ball there from Burke and Wendy came up empty. Two outs, one ball, two strikes on the lefty for Silver Lake. Burke ready at the delivery on the rubber and foul back to the screen. We'll do it again at one and two.
Wendy doing what she can to stay alive with two outs here. Game plan right now should be just do whatever it takes to get Swigger up to the plate.
Again, Thompson in third, Swank short, Splechter second, Sides at first. In the circle, it's Burke behind the plate. It's Cole. Here's the offering from Burke. Catches the outside corner, strike three.
That changeup really throws the batter right there.
Three up, three down in the inning. All three by way of strikeout. Seven in the game now for Burke. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Silver Lake won. Burlington looking for their first run of the game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Topeka. The Invista Softball Complex takes Spalding Scott Bond with you and Seth Tollison back in studio. 1-0 Silver Lake with the lead, but looks like Grace Burke, she's had a rough first inning, good second inning, a rough third inning, dominant fourth inning. So every other inning right now, the pitcher for Burlington finding her groove. One kid that's had her groove pretty much the entire time, though, is Kendra Cook. She's cooking with six strikeouts so far. And efficiency in the circle.
Very efficient in the circle.
Up due for the Burlington Lady Cats will be Carly Cole, the catcher. Struck out her first time up. Then Camden Swank, who struck out. And then Hannah Seitz, you guessed it, who struck out her first time up.
Both these pitchers are doing a good job mixing their pitches up. We've seen it on both sides here a couple times where that strike three comes in and they're crossed up because they're looking for something different.
Kendra Cook, rise ball got away from Swigert and might have had my hand up. I think I could have caught that. But the fence caught it for me anyway. It's one ball, no strikes. Here to the leadoff hitter of the inning, Cole. 1-0 pitch, high and away, ball two. Yesterday, Cook did walk two batters. She has walked one so far here today. 2-0 the count. She toes the slab, looks at her wrist, knows what she's going to throw. Here it comes. In there, called strike one.
Looked like batter was on all take right there. He wasn't going to swing in anyway. Trying to make Kendra throw a strike first.
Well, she answered it with a strike. 2-1 the count, or 2-1 the count. Foul ball jammed in on the hands that time. As we've mentioned it a few times, but likes to run that ball in on the hitters. Standing in from the right side is Cole.
She really does so much of this. She sees it. Pitchers just want to get the outside corner, trying to pound that outside. But both of these pitchers, neither one of them are afraid to bring a ball in on a batter.
2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Right ball swung on and missed.
That pitch looked really, really good.
Strikeout number 7 in the game for Kendra Cook. Camden Swank on next. She'll be in from the left side. She struck out swinging her first time up.
Kendra grabbing the rosin here before she toes the plate, got the sweat rolling.
What a way here. First pitch lifted high and deep down the right field line, slicing foul. If that would have been fair, that would have been on the other field.
That would have been. That would have tied the game up right there.
Camden Swank way in front of that pitch, but Cook got away with that one out over the plate. And is it ahead in the count, 0-1?
Swank trying to make up for the two errors here, but tying the game on her own.
This pitch gets away from Swigert. Low and away, ball one. How about the crowd on hand here, Scott? You look out there on the outfield, and there's spread around the outfield fence. We're jam-packed in the bleachers around us.
I would call this standing room only.
Yes. The 1-1 pitch, trying to catch the outside corner, but too far out. It's 2-1 now to Swank.
It's a good pitch, good spot, good time to throw it.
Sides is on deck. If anybody's able to make it on, Sleaser for Burlington. 2-1 pitch in the dirt. 3-1.
I think Cook realized she made a mistake on that first pitch and almost paid for it. So now she's back to nibbling. doing a good job of keeping the ball on the fringe of the zones. Three balls, one strike, one out. Cook set. Here's the pitch in the dirt, ball four. So to first base goes Camden Swank. Third base runner on the day for Burlington. This will bring up Hannah Side, who struck out her last time up. Double play in order here for Silver Lake. One away. Bottom half of the fourth inning. Silver Lake up 1-0 with that run coming in the top of the third. Ball lifted high. Getting just behind us, going to the bleachers. And it's a great thing that young lady just slid over on the front of the bench there, because if she wouldn't have moved, that was going to land right in her lap.
Coach Burke here giving a long sequence of signs. He's trying to cook something up with a runner on and only one out.
0-1 the count here after that loud strike. The pitch, bunt. Laid down and foul. Bounced for 1 second in fair territory on the first base line, but spun out, foul. Now 0-2. And this Burlington team doesn't quite believe in the theory that just because you have two strikes doesn't mean you can't bunt.
Absolutely not. He's trying to surprise them. You see, when you get two strikes on you, the infielder's back up, the corner's back up, so he's trying to surprise them and lay that down.
0-2 the count. Cook ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, the second out of the inning. And the eighth strikeout in the game for Kendra Cook.
Plus, Jake, when you're facing a pitcher like Kendra Cook that is dealing like she is today, sometimes just putting a bunt down is about the only thing you can pray for.
This will bring up Addison Sleezer, who lined out to Paige Hyman to end the second inning. Two away now. First pitch. Grabbing the corner for a strike. It's 0-1.
I've got to watch Silver Lake play a couple times this year and see Cook throw a couple times, and this is the most dominant I've seen her this year. She saved the best for the last.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Swigert thought about firing down to first, but with two outs, decided not. Especially the way that Cook is dealing right now.
Sawyer did a good job sticking with that ball. It was actually a foul tip back into the glove, but she was already standing up. It was a rise ball, and she thought the runner was going, so she did a good job of holding on to that.
0-2 pitch, runner goes, fire down to second. Bag is in time!
That was a beautiful throwdown.
Taylor Swiger, great tag from Zordle. And the punch out at second to end the inning.
Come up with a little rise ball out there. I think they knew that a steal was coming. Get a little pitch out where you got a little better chance, and she had her by about four steps.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Silver Lake 1, Burlington nothing.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, Jake and Scott with you, set back at the studio, and it's 1-0 still for Silver Lake. A punch out from Taylor Swigert, getting the third out of the inning, catching the runner stealing and swing. Now she's in the batter's box for the Eagles to start the fifth, down 0-1 in the count after a foul ball. 0-1 pitch, low and away, ball one. You mentioned off the air, Scott, that you thought maybe that looked like it was planned. It was a great pitch to throw down on, and Swank was out by a mile.
Yeah, it looked like a bit of a pitch out, up and out, with no way the batter could reach it, but give the catcher a better chance to make a throw out, and it worked perfect.
Swigert put it on the numbers, and Zordle made the tag look easy. Two balls, one strike now after that 1-1 pitch was low and away. Swigert reached on an error her last time up. Elena Brewster, courtesy ran, and came around to score the lone run right now for Silver Lake. 2-1 pitch fouled back to the screen. We'll do it at 2-2. Swigert, then Sailor Lickett, then back to the top of the order, and Kaylin Haney for Silver Lake.
Tell you, this game has played out just like it was billed. They got two of the most dominant pitchers in 3A against two of the best offenses in 3A, and 1-0 game into halfway into the game. That's pretty exciting.
2-2 pitch swung on and missed by Swigert for the first out of the inning, and I think Burke saw that she had 7 strikeouts, looked over, and Cook got 8, so she just picked up her 8th strikeout of the game.
That's right. Nice, nice duel going on between these two.
9-0 hitter here, Sailor Liggett, the second baseman for Silver Lake. Reached on an error her first time out, calls time, and will step out, get a practice swing in, and ready to step back in from the left side. First pitch from Burke, swinging and coming up empty is Liggett. Down in the count now, 0-1.
Sailor batting in the 9-hole, but she has pretty good pop and a lot of speed.
The 0-1 pitch, popped back up to the pitcher, crashing into open second to make the play is Splechter for out number 2.
I guarantee you Sailor wish she had that pitch back. Got out on her front foot on that off-speed pitch.
Go ahead.
It's hard not to do when you're facing somebody with this kind of speed and movement, and then you see that one slow pitch. It's hard not to get out there on that front foot. She waited back just a little bit. She might have got it over the bag.
Top of the order now to Kaylin Haney, her third time up. Had a single her first time up in the first inning. Popped up to the shortstop in the third. And the count 1-0 after Burke's first offering was high and away. Burke ready. Here's the 1-0. Catching the outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-1.
Burke just doing her thing. Painting those corners.
1-1 one strike. 2 out here in the top of the fifth. Eagles lead 1-0. 1-1 pitch. Slapped at and fouled back to the catcher. And it rolls back to the screen. It's 1-2.
Haney got a good idea there. She trying to soft slap that just to get herself on base. Almost came through as it just went foul. Pretty dangerous batter that can hit away, slap for power, soft slap or drag bunt. They're hard outs.
2 away. Here's the 1-2 to Haney. Just taps one foul down the line.
I tell you what.
Kind of that bunt, slap bunt.
Yeah, that soft slap. I tell you what, we're playing on turf here. If you're on dirt, that's probably a different story. It probably sticks out there instead of gets that good bounce to come back foul.
Coach Burke, come out and have a conversation with home plate umpire.
Yeah, he's questioning whether or not that was a bunt attempt with 2 strikes or an actual slap. I think her bat was going forward. I don't think that was a bunt attempt.
So we'll redo it at 1-2 strikes. 5th pitch at the at-bat here. Burke ready. The 1-2. High and away. 2. Rise ball. And Haney able to lay off of it.
You can see she wanted to get that. But that ball up there around the eyes, it's just so hard to lay off of. Just makes it look huge.
2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Burke ready. Here's the 2-2. In the dirt. 3.
Worked this to a full count after getting behind early.
That's what you want from your leadoff hitter. Top of the order, she's going to get the most at-bats out of anybody in your order.
That's right. You can get her to draw more pitches.
The 3-2. Foul ball back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
She's doing a good job battling up there.
8th pitch of the at-bat upcoming here to Kaylin Haney, the center fielder. 1-for-2 today in the box from the left side.
If you're the defense, you don't know what to do here because you don't know if she's going to soft slap, power slap, or just buckle down, wait back, and barrel one up.
Burke ready. Another foul ball down the left field line. Out of play.
So after showing all that soft slap, now she's power slapping. You can see where she's trying to go with the ball. Defense is also shading that way.
9th pitch up the at-bat coming here to Kaylin Haney from Grace Burke. The payoff pitch in the dirt for a walk. What an at-bat for Kaylin Haney.
That was exactly what you want from your leadoff batter. Draw a lot of pitches, wear the pitcher down, and find a way to get on base and let your 2, 3, and 4 do what they do.
First free pass given by Grace Burke this tournament.
The place for everything local.
and Haney will move up to second without a throw.
Yeah, wild pitch there from Birch. He assessed as a walk shot, and the very next pitch is a wild pitch in the dirt. Yeah, I think she's maybe, I don't know, I want to say she's getting tired, but I think all those pitches that Ben Haney drew kind of wore out just a little bit. She just needs to reset and focus here, go back to doing what she does. One another count. Ball lifted in the left center field. That's going to get down for the hit. It two hops the fence. Haney in to score. Rounding first is Lowry going to second with a stand-up double with two outs, and the Eagles double their lead. It's 2-0 Silver Lake.
There you go, Jake. You get your lead runner or your lead-off runner on, even with two outs, and you let your 2, 3, and 4 batters do what they do. That's exactly how you line it up. I do think that maybe Burlington had a mistake there. They were in a outfield was in a shift for Haney, and I don't think they shifted back, and she hit that ball right in the gap.
Second RBI of the game for Kira Lowry. Now Taylor Zordo up in the right side of the box.
Silver Lake with a chance to tack on more runs here.
First pitch low and away, ball one to Zordo. Her third plate appearance, she grounded out and walked. The 1-0 pitch. In the dirt again, gets away from the catcher, but able to get it as Cole quickly to not allow Lowry to swipe third.
You know, pitching is it's a lot like the flu. It's contagious. And Silver Lake puts a bat on a ball here once. Maybe we can just keep this going. That's what's going through their head.
To another count here to the three-hole hitter, Zordo. Ball lifted. Shallow left field. Giving chase is the shortstop, Swank, if she makes the play. Four out number three. But not before Silver Lake adds another run. A two-out walk from Haney on a 10-pitch at-bat. Two pitches later, Lowry doubles to left center for an RBI. One run on one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Silver Lake 2, Burlington nothing.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Topeka, Jake Spaulding, Scott Bond with you. Jake Lamont to my left. Seth still in the studio doing the Lord's work as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning here in this 3A state softball semifinal matchup. Silver Lake now leading 2-0 after that run with two outs. Great two out RBI double by Kira Lowry.
You're Kendra Cook in Silver Lake right here. I think you're feeling a little comfortable. You got a two-run cushion here. Kendra's been dealing the whole game. Things feel pretty good if you're Silver Lake right now.
Addison Sleaze with the right fielder in and fouls this one out of play. Down in the count now, 1-2. To Kendra Cook. The puns are just available, Scott. She's cooking on a day where you and I are cooking under the sun.
On this cooking turf, yes, sir.
1-2 pitch, fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again.
You know, if you're Silver Lake, not only are you feeling comfortable with a two-run lead, Kendra Cook, but you're feeling comfortable because you've been in this stage multiple times.
28 state appearances in 35 years. The 1-2 pitch, ground ball to shortstop Zordel. Picks it cleanly, fires to Hyman in time.
It was a great play there. She read it. She fielded it. She took her time. Even took an extra shuffle there in her throw just to make sure she had a good throw because there was no need to get in a hurry on that. That was just a good play right there.
Brings up Alexa Splechter, the second baseman who reached. She was the first base runner for Burlington. She reached on a walk back in the third inning.
First pitch lifted high and out of play behind us. 0-1. Kinley Hook is next. If anybody reaches, Carly Dockman for Burlington. Bottom of the fifth inning here. Getting to that crunch time. Rise ball out of the zone, laying off his Schlechter to even the count at 1-1. Silver Lake played a 9-inning game yesterday against the 2-seed Wichita Trinity Academy. 0-0 through 8 before the Eagles played at 2 in the top half. And I know Silver Lake plays on turf, but that was going back to that play there at shortstop, Zordal. You gotta like that about a shortstop. You know, shortstops often make flashy plays, but I like a shortstop that it just makes sure they get the routine plays. Did a good job keeping her composure on that ball, hopping hard through the infield. 2-1 pitch, and Schlechter showed bunt, pulled back, but a called strike. Evening the count now at 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 away here in the bottom half of the fifth. Cook looks at her wristband, ready to roll. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung and missed. Again, Kendra Cook is dealing. Number 9 sat down by strikes here today.
That was a beautiful payoff pitch there. I think the batter thought she was setting the defense up by showing bunt on that last pitch, but turns out Cook was setting her up for that rise ball to end the at-bat.
2 away, Kinley Hook, the center fielder in. Off speed, swinging and coming up empty was Hook, and down in the count 0-1.
Seeing those pitches up in the zone, then she comes back with a screwball lower in the zone. That was that's just the way she's changing eye levels right now. Now she hits the outside corner.
A little fastball right there, catching the corner, having some fun.
You know, we watch Burke out there, and she plays with a lot of emotion. And you watch Cook, and she's just zeroed in.
Swing and a miss, strike 3, and Kendra Cook keeps on dealing.
Kendra just looks like, I'm at work. This is what I do every day.
Ten strikeouts now for Kendra Cook. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Silver Lake 2, Burlington nothing here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels, or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go to the top of the sixth inning. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Swank's got it. Fires to first in time. One pitch, one swing, and one out as Kendra Cook grounds out to the shortstop to begin the top of the sixth inning. Well, she can't do everything right now, Scott. If there's one focus for Kendra Cook, it's in that circle.
I would agree. I mean, you hope she gets on in that leadoff spot, but she put the ball in play. She struck out the other two times. She hit that ball hard. She just hit it right at the shortstop.
Another person that struck out twice in there now, Paige Hyman. Quick hot shot to the corner. That's Emma Thompson at third. Fires across. Bad throw, but the tag applied by the first baseman's side. 2 pitches, 2 ground outs here to begin the sixth inning.
That was a good play by the first baseman. Throw was up the line and high. She was able to get there, keep her composure. A lot of kids would get scared of a collision right there, but she kept her composure and got the out.
And I believe we might have a pinch hitter come in here for Silver Lake.
Looks like we do.
McKenna Harris will come in and hit here for Silver Lake. Check swing, foul ball, back to the screen. Christian Harris will be batting now in place of Riley Moeller. Her first at-bat in this state tournament. 0-1 the count.
Storybook stuff here. Get your first at-bat in the state tournament. See if you can make something happen.
Second pitch. Swung and missed by Harris. She's down to the count 0-2.
I'm sure she's got a report from all of her teammates in there, but it's something different when you get in here and you see Burke for the first time.
0-2 pitch. Lined in the left field for a base hit. How about you? Off the bench, McKenna Harris.
That's the things memories are made of right there, Jake. You come in, you get your first at-bat in the state tournament when you're up 2-0, looking to put some insurance runs on and do something else your teammates haven't done yet.
Great job there by McKenna Harris. Gets down in the count. Good piece of hitting. Short step, quick hands. Ropes it into left field for a two-out base hit.
They're gonna re-enter Moeller here. Probably has a little bit more speed, so she took Moeller's spot in the lineup, got on base, and now Moeller's back in.
She'll run at first. Two away here to Savannah Wendy now, who steps in from the left side. First pitch to Savannah. Running on the pitch was Moeller. No throw as the ball scooted away from Cole, the catcher. So how about that if you're McKenna Harris? Coach says, hey, come off the bench. She gets a base hit, and he says, all right, good job. Now go get another drink of water.
Yep. She did what she was asked to do there. That's pretty cool. Then we get a stolen base out of it.
Yeah, Moeller gets back in. She got a little break, steals a base. We got time on the field here as Burlington coach Burke going out to have a conversation with the infield and Gracie Burke.
You could see Coach Hamilton. You could almost see him get excited there when she got on base. I knew a stolen base was coming, or at least a stolen base attempt. I think that played just like he wanted it to do in his mind.
Crazy how when a game plan works out.
It is. It doesn't always happen, but you've got it in your mind what you want to have happen. The athletes on the field have got to make that come true, and that she did right there.
So one another count here as Savannah Wendy has struck out and grounded out here today, 0-2. Silver Lake with the lead. We're in the top of the sixth inning. They lead 2-0, a run in the third and a run in the fifth. Now they got a runner in scoring position and Riley Moeller at second with 2 outs and Wendy up in the count 1-0. Here's the ball lifted into left field, giving chase and over the head of the left fielder, Goldman. Rounding third, heading home, it's Moeller and a stand-up 2-out RBI double for Savannah Wendy.
I'm telling you, Jake, that's the way Coach Hamilton saw it from the beginning. I'm going to pinch hit here and it's going to result in the run. He called it.
You love when a plan comes to reality.
At least that's what I would say if I was in his shoes.
Well, Savannah Wendy is who got the scoring started in the top of the ninth yesterday to break the seal for Silver Lake on an RBI single. She's got another RBI here, and the Eagles extend their lead to a 3-0 lead now.
Yeah, you even heard somebody in the crowd holler just like last night when Wendy came up to the plate, and she did it.
So Taylor Swigert, 0-1 officially, reached on an error and scored a run back in the third, struck out in the fourth.
Been a pretty impressive offense there with 2 outs, and you make that pinch hit substitution, and then your 7-hole comes up and pays off with a stand-up double.
1-1 the count on that called strike on the corner against Swigert. Runner at second is Wendy. Two away here, top of the sixth. 3-0 Silver Lake. Burke ready. Here's the offering. Low and inside, and the dirt gets scooped there by Cole, the catcher for Burlington. 2-1 now the count. On deck, if Swigert can get on, is Sailor Liggett, the 9-hole hitter. It's getting very close to getting back to the top of the lineup for the Eagles. The 2-1. Catching the corner on the outside. It's 2-2.
Nice pitch there.
Swigert in on the right side. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. If you've been listening all day, you know what to do now. Time called here by Swigert in the box to step out, get a practice swing, look at Coach Hamilton. And
Burke just went over 100 pitches on the day. So as hot as it is, you know, not used to playing in this heat. It's been cool all spring, 101 pitches now.
2-2 pitch in the dirt. Runner goes to third and throw not in time. Swiping the bag there. Great job by Savannah Wendy. That was a great job of base running. She read that ball in the dirt, thought maybe the catcher might have trouble coming up with it, which she did, so she took off. That was heads-up base running right there. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here to the eight-hole hitter, catcher Taylor Swigert. Burke ready. She steps back off, and time is called by Swigert in the box. Miscommunication between Cole and Burke there. The battery, the pitcher-catcher duo for Burlington. Now Burke toes the slab. Two away here. 3-2 pitch. Ball lifted into left center field. Giving chase. They're not going to get there. It's bouncing to the fifth. One run is in. Rounding first, going to second is Swigert with an RBI double with two outs once again.
Riverlake offense heating up. Back-to-back stand-up doubles with two outs.
Savannah Windy scores from third, and Swigert with her first RBI of the state tournament. Courtesy runner will come in. It's Elena Brewster. She'll be at second base. Sailor Liggett now in the box from the left side. 4-0 Silver Lake. It was small ball early, Scott, but now it's get them on, get them over, and let your power hitters hit it to the fence.
And for the 7-8 hole to be the ones that do that with two outs, that's big. That's a big boost, big shot in the arm for your offense with two outs.
Liggett's just the sixth batter to come to the plate. Two runs have came home. Two outs. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Trying to get a bunt down, and a runner goes to third. Not in time. Good rotation there from Burlington. Third baseman Thorson was crashing, so Swank from short had to try to cover the bag. As a result, Brewster was able to swipe third. She did offer on the bunt attempt, did Liggett, so it's 0-2.
That was a nice job. She showed a drag length there, being a left-handed hitter. She got her feet moving, got the defense moving up on her, so it was a foot race between the shortstop and the base runner.
0-2 pitch. Called strike three to end the inning, but more damage done by the Eagles. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Topeka. 3A state semifinal, Silver Lake 4, Burlington nothing, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Starting off the bottom half of the sixth inning, it's 4-0 now. Silver Lake with the advantage after plating two runs in the top half of the sixth. Carly Dockman, the left fielder, in, swinging and missing on the first pitch. Second pitch as the bunt goes over the screen, and what a catch by the guy behind us in the third row on that foul ball. Count now is 0-2 to Dockman, who last time out popped up to the pitcher on two strikes with a bunt attempt.
Bottom of six, I think Burlington's feeling the pressure now to get some runs. She takes a big swing at a ball up above her eyebrows for a swing and a miss, and then tries to bunt one at the same height. And lucky she didn't just pop it up.
Cook way ahead in the count. It's 0-2. Here's the offering. Rise ball. That would have gone to the third row if there wasn't a net as well.
Yeah, that got away
to get
from
the chase. One ball, two strikes here on the nine-hole hitter, Carly Dockman.
0-2 pitch. She knew she wanted that rise ball to be out of the zone.
It was.
Trying to see if she could get induce a swing out of her, but that was she forced that one a little too much. Got away from her.
1-2. How about you catch the corner, Kendra Cook?
I'm telling you, changing that eye level. That ball might have been a third row, but I think that worked in her advantage because it really she was looking up, and she got one down in the zone and just buckled her knees.
Dockman strikes out, looking for the first out. Strikeout number 11.
here in this ballgame.
I really think with Cook, when she's pitching, she throws a ball, a true ball. I think that's a setup. I think she's meaning that.
Thompson in there now. Leadoff hitter in the order. Struck out both times up earlier. First offering high and inside. Ball one. Cook deals. Swing and a miss on a rise ball out of the zone. It's 1-1. The IQ of Kendra Cook, and give credit Coach Hamilton. Credit to Swigert behind the plate calling these pitches. She's hitting her spots. The 1-1. Rise ball goes out of the zone. It's 2-1. The ability to move around the plate, as you mentioned, make the batter's eyes move constantly, favors you.
Yes, it does.
2-1. Rise ball gets up and away at 3-1.
You know, and 3-1, she's falling behind, but if you look at her, the composure's still there. She does not, she's not sweating that she might walk her. She's still here, all business.
3-1 the count. Right down Broadway. Taking all the way with Emma Thompson.
Now all of a sudden she's got the pressure more on the batter than herself.
Cook. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Kendra Cook now with 12 strikeouts in this game.
Well, we'll see if she can keep it up for two games, whichever way it goes, but she almost looks unhittable right now.
And the Burlington dugout body language kind of tells me all I need to see right now. They think the same thing you just said.
Yes, sir.
I don't think we can hit this girl.
Yes, sir. She is she's untouchable at this moment. She's focused in. We can see it in her eyes through the mask. But she's wanting to get herself to that championship game.
Two outs. First pitch to Grace Burke just off the plate. It's 1-0. There's one person you're definitely concerned about. It's this two-hole hitter in Gracie Burke.
Yes, and she put that one. I mean, it was a little bit low, but she put it down the middle. I was kind of surprised. I expect to see that out of her.
Ball lifted high into the center field sun. Haney underneath it. Makes the play. And it's three up, three down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Silver Lake trying to tack on some insurance. We go to the top of the seventh. The Eagles lead 4-0 here in this 3A state semifinal game. The winner will play for a state title later on tonight at 5 o'clock. Hear live coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She was or is? Was.
Top of the seventh inning we go. Silver Lake looking to add some insurance runs. And guess what? We're back at the top of the order here. It's Kaitlyn Haney, Kira Lowry, and Taylor Zordel for the Eagles. They're up 4-0. Here's a line shot to left field. Coming up, making the play is Dockman in left field for Burlington. But a hard slap into left field there from the leadoff hitter, Haney.
It was, and the defense was shifted that way. The right fielder was all the way over almost the center, and the center fielder was in left field, and the left fielder was up. And that's how you defend a slapper that you don't know what they're going to do.
Brings up Kira Lowry. Last time up, an RBI double. She's got two of the four ribbies in this game.
That slapping is such a dangerous tool to have. You put that thing on the ground, you're almost safe all the time if you put it on the shortstop side of the field.
0-1 pitch, high and tight for a ball. It's 1-1. To Kira Lowry, as mentioned, first RBI came on an RBI ground out in the third inning to get the scoring started for the Eagles. And then an RBI double in the fifth is what started that second run for them to go up 2-0 before the sixth inning, where we saw back-to-back RBI doubles to give the Eagles the lead they're at right now. She's way ahead in the count right now. It's 3-0. I had it at 2-1, so I beg your pardon. It's 3-0 here to Lowry. One away, 3-0 pitch, piped in there for a strike. Now it's 3-1.
Yeah, she just take all the way there, and that I don't blame her. 3-0, and that wasn't a perfect strike for her, so I'd let that go too.
Burke with a toe on the slab. She's ready. The delivery gets away from the catcher, and it's a walk. Rise ball a little bit out of the zone, so drawing a one-out walk is Lowry. Reach base two of the four times at the plate today. Brings up Taylor Zordel. Walk, stolen base, ground out, and a pop out in this ballgame.
Lowry showing great command of the zone right there. Drew that walk with one out. Zordel comes up. Zordel is a heck of a ball player.
Time called by Zordel in the box. She stands in from the right side. Kendra Cook awaits on deck.
Silver Lake looking to add another run here. Put themselves in good position to do it.
First pitch. Ball up in the zone. It's 1-0. One away, and we got Kira Lowry, the third baseman, running, standing at first base. Zordel, shortstop. Ahead in the count, 1-0. The pitch from Burke. High and away, ball two. Working the counts. We've seen patience from these Eagle hitters a lot today.
Yes, and they're back to that patience. They for a couple innings, they were swinging at that pitch we just saw right there up and in the zone, but now they're showing patience again, laying off.
2-0 pitch in the dirt. It's now 3-0. Well, Lowry drew a 3-0 count in her at-bat before Burke had to come with a pitch, and then she was walked on the fifth pitch of the at-bat.
Burke's just not looking as sharp as she was earlier in the game. She's throwing the same pitches. She's just missing those spots by a couple inches where earlier she was right where she wanted.
3-0, piped in there for a strike, called. It's now 3-1. That was a take all the way from Zordel. Scott, are you taking here on 3-1 as well?
I'm not. Not with a batter like Zordel. I'm giving her the green light, though. I'm telling her you swing at your favorite pitch, your best pitch.
3-1. She ties. Cameras hit to right center field. Hits the fence. Running second, going to third is Lowry. She'll go home. The play relay. Lowry caught in between. The ball gets away from the catcher, and Lowry will score. It'll be called, ruled a double from Zordel. And then on a throwing error, Lowry will advance home and Zordel to third.
That result doesn't surprise me at all with Taylor up to bat. Hitting one off the fence with a runner on base, that's absolutely what you would think would happen. As I said, green light if it's your favorite pitch.
That was
obviously in her wheelhouse. Drove it right back up the middle exactly like you want. Now Burlington back into that shift for another left-handed batter. Cook doesn't slap.
Excuse me, Kendra takes ball one here. One out.
Their spray chart must tell them that Kendra likes to hit the ball in the left center gap because that center fielder's all the way over and the left fielder's playing the line pretty tight.
Squaring to bunt. Gets the bunt down. Fair ball and scoring on that, and the throwing error goes into right field. Great bunt there by Kendra Cook. And coming home on the play with Zordel, if the catcher Cole just looked to her left, she got an easy tag. But she fired it down to first base, and a throwing error will allow all the runners to be safe.
That's where I think that pressure's maybe getting to them a little bit. If they know this is their last chance, they got to try to hold them so they can come back and score a whole bunch of runs. And honestly, with a left-handed slapper or batter laying down that left-handed bunt, they're so hard to get out with bases only at 60 foot. I think if she'd have just paused and let that ball bounce a couple more times, it would have gone foul. And if it hadn't, they wouldn't be hurt as much as they are now.
First time we'll see Michaela Connor in to run for Kendra Cook. She'll be over at first base. Still only one out. In now is Paige Hyman, 0-for-3 today. So Silver Lake has added two more runs. The lead is now 6-0. Top of the seventh inning. So insurance runs. Check. Still just one out.
Yes. Every run makes it just a little bit harder.
Here's a ball lifted high and deep into left field, giving chase to Duckman, and it's gone. Paige Hyman, deep to left field to break this game open.
That was a no-doubter, Jake. She got a hold of that. That was her perfect pitch, and she turned on it hard.
Leads the team in home runs this season. Riley Moeller will be up next here for Silver Lake.
There's a pushing softball right now that they'd like to see fences move back. Balls carry better. Bats are so good right now, but I think they're talking like 240. I think that would have cleared 240 easy.
Hyman's eighth home run of the season. Powerful punch to that softball. My goodness.
Yeah, that's probably got a flat spot on it now.
0-1, first pitch to Moeller. One away still. Ball in the dirt. Evens the count at 1-1. Savannah Windy is on deck. Anybody's able to reach, it'll be Taylor Swigert. Efficiency, Scott, here in this inning. A walk. A double, reaching out an error, and then a two-run home run. Here's a ball lifted on the infield. Burks got it underneath it and makes the play on the pop out to the pitcher for out number two. So the inning started with a line out to left field from Kaylin Haney, but then as mentioned, the walk, the double, reaching on an error, and then a two-run home run. Hitters 2, 3, 4, and 5 really coming through here for the Eagles.
Yeah, Silver Lake has now broke this game wide open.
Savannah Windy in the box now from the left side. Last time up had an RBI double in the big two-run sixth inning that we felt at the time that third run was going to be a big difference maker in this game. But whether it's 3-0 or 8-0, you don't care just as long as you're ahead at the end of the game.
That's right. A W is a W when it's all over with.
One another count here to Savannah Windy.
And this is survive and move on now, so.
Two outs in the inning. 1-0 offering, low and away, ball two.
I love the fact that Kasia has a third-place game instead of just beat and go home, but I tell you, that's probably the hardest thing I've seen a team have to do is lose a heartbreaker and then come back and have to play for a third-place game. So that game should be exciting, too.
2-0 count now goes to 3-0, and you're right on it. I mean, we've seen it a lot, whether it's volleyball, basketball, softball, baseball. When teams get beat in that semifinal, it can be one of those things that as a coach, you got to find a way to get that grit to rebound to play one more game.
Absolutely.
3-0 the count in the dirt, ball four. Four-pitch walk for Savannah Windy.
And I think things look good for the local team, Riverside, to come away in third place. Burke looks like she's wearing down a little bit now. She's not hitting her spots at all.
And she has pitched in 20, coming into the state tournament, of their 26 wins, she accounted for 24 of them.
Wow.
So without Burke in the circle, they were 2-4.
Yes.
Was Burlington.
Yes.
And so that's, we got a stoppage here on the field right now as we've got Savannah Windy going out of the game. She will be substituted.
Silver Lake's done a good job of helping out the fellow Northeast Kansas team, Riverside.
Oh, no doubt.
Burke's thrown 128 pitches in this game. So I'm sure her arm's starting to feel it a little bit.
Vandevelde into run, and here's a single from Swigert. Vandevelde will stay at second base here for Silver Lake.
Yeah, when you foul off a lot, the umpire's making a call here. Okay. Just
starting to run, yep.
So he fouled off the ball as much as Silver Lake did early in the game against a strong pitcher like Burke that put so much effort into every pitch. It really starts paying off in the end. We're seeing that right now. Burke up to 129, 130 pitches already.
Brewster in to run at first for Swigert after her single. At second base, Vandevelde came in for Savannah Windy. I mean, Sailor Liggett fouls one back to the screen. 0-1. And you mentioned, I mean, talking about the pitch count, I mean, it's not like what Silver Lake's got. Silver Lake's going to have a couple-hour break.
Correct.
I mean,
they're going to have a couple-hour break.
They're going to have 25 minutes
for Burlington before you got to take on a Riverside team that's had a two-hour break.
Right, and Cook's only only thrown 80 pitches this game.
0-1 count in the dirt, evening it up now at one ball, one strike. Runners at first and second for the Eagles. Two away, top of the seventh inning. Four runs have already come across, including a two-run bomb from Paige Hyman over the left field fence. Burke looking for a signal. It's 8-0 here, Silver Lake. Burke gets the sign, the 1-1 offering, high and away, ball two.
You can see it, it's wearing Burke down. She's just missing her spots a little bit. Earlier in the game when she was sharper, she was hitting those spots she wanted. Now the ball's just drifting a little bit or hanging a little bit on her and missing a little bit outside or leaving it fat.
2-1 pitch. Lifted foul offside of the left fence down the third base line.
And I think these hitters from Silver Lake are smelling the blood in the water right here. They're hoping to all get some hits and start something into going into the championship game.
Ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. You know what to do. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes now.
Trying to fool Saylor with that off-speed pitch there, but it dropped away in front of the plate. Good hold not to swing at that. You can tell Saylor she's itching to get a hit right here. She wants to hit so bad.
Runners will be moving. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second. Haney waits on deck. The payoff pitch. In the dirt, ball four. So Liggett to first. Brewster up to second. And Vandevelde over to third. So an inning that started off with a one-pitch out. As derailed for Burke. In large part to this Silver Lake hitting machine.
And here comes Haney with a dangerous bat.
Base is juiced. Called strike on the corner. Her second at-bat here in the seventh.
Again, this is where that slapper just is very dangerous for your offensive team. You just don't know how to defend her.
0-1 the count. Burke ready at the waist. Here's the delivery. And the dirt gets away from the catcher, but Vandevelde unable to swipe home as Cole was able to get there quickly enough. Now, there's something that I can remember from back even my playing days 20 years ago. You never wanted to be the first and the last out of an inning.
No.
And Haney's in that situation right now.
Yes, she is. And you saw she didn't try to slap that one. She dug in. She was going to hit away. So hard to defend. See what she does here.
1-1 count. Ball lifted out of play. It'll be strike two.
Pulled off that pitch just a little too soon instead of getting her barrel through the zone to cause it a slice foul. But she wished she had that to redo.
Kira Lowry waits on deck. She's got two RBIs in the game, and she's hoping Haney can keep the line moving. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Burke able to get out of the inning, but not before more damage has been done by Silver Lake. Four runs in the inning off three hits. No errors. Four left on. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. An 8-0 lead by the Eagles. Kendra Cook back in the circle. Come back with us here on 103.9 KNZA.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heading to the bottom of the seventh inning, it's last chance for Burlington. The Eagles exploded in the top of the seventh, scoring four runs off three hits, including a two-run bomb from Paige Hyman. Jake Spaulding, Scott Bond with you. Here I still got my buddy Jake to my left. Back in the studio, Seth Tollison, Kendra Cook, Ben Dielen. Here this ball game, and she's three outs away from getting her team back to a state title in a rematch against Frontenac, who took care of Riverside earlier today, 11-0.
With a couple hours rest, that ought to be a good game for both Frontenac and Silver Lake.
No doubt about it.
Frontenac's powerful offense. Silver Lake's great pitching.
It'll be Carly Cole, the catcher, to start this inning off, and it's a ball in the dirt, 1-0. Cole Swank sides, due up here for Burlington. If anybody gets on, Sleaser. Impressive here, only the third at-bat for Burlington. Off-speed pitch, true ball right there. Scott catches the inside corner, evening the count, 1-1.
Yeah, or Cook's only thrown, what is she at, something like 81, 82 pitches this game? That's pretty good, seven innings.
Ball lifted high, shallow left field, giving chase to Zordo. She's called off, though. Nice play by Wendy for the first out of the inning.
Two outs away from seeing who faces Frombach.
I mean, the rematch is what's been all year. Once the state brackets came out, Silver Lake knew what they needed, what they wanted. Frontenac, talking with some people from there, they wanted Silver Lake again.
Yes.
A little rivalry there between those two.
And Frontenac, I don't know if they can match Silver Lake's number of trips to state, but Frontenac has been really dominant through 4A and 3A for the last 10, 12 years.
In the 10 years underneath Coach Cassie Reams, that ball swung on and missed by Swank, 0-1. They won four state titles in her 10 years. 0-1 pitch. Strike. Called by the umpire on the outside corner. Swank down on the count, 0-2. Can Cook match her total from yesterday? She's at 12 strikeouts. Two more batters, two more outs.
Stands a chance. She's looking sharp still.
Be pretty insane having 28 strikeouts in two games at state.
Yes.
The 0-2 pitch. Ball lifted back to the netting. We will do it again. Again, sides is on deck for Burlington. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Silver Lake 8, Burlington nothing.
Silver Lake's done their thing. They've come out and played a really strong game. Manufactured runs to start with and then let the batters do their thing.
Swing and a miss by Swank for the second out of the inning. Strikeout number 13 for Kendra Cook. And the Eagles, one out away.
Jake, my money's on she's going to tie that strikeout number from yesterday.
Come on with it. Let's go.
She's just looking so dominant. It has the whole game. Hasn't slowed down any. Still hits the spot she wants to hit.
Here's the first pitch. Low and inside. Ball one to Hannah Side, who has struck out every time she has faced Kendra today.
13 strikeouts and 2 walks.
Wow. Pretty good numbers. 1-0 pitch. Catching the corner, evening the count, 1-1. Her line again yesterday. 2 walks, 14 strikeouts, 2 hits. We'll give you the final totals at the conclusion of this game. Don't want to jinx anything. It's a 1-1 pitch. Ball lifted high behind the screen and out of play into the stands. And a souvenir for the young man in the third row. You're going home with a game ball. Just kidding. You need to give it back, please. Hey, we got some cloud coverage, Scott.
Yeah, that feels pretty good.
First time today. 2 outs.
I think there's only 5 clouds out there. So
the 1-2 pitch. Ball lifted into left field.
That's got a chance.
Going into
caught.
Foul territory, and it's dropped. Or not dropped, excuse me. It drops in foul ground between Wendy and Zordo giving chase. I think Wendy and Zordo realized she had 13 strikeouts. They said, "Nah, we don't want to catch this. We'll let Kendra get one more pitch here to try and strike her out." 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the seventh. The Eagle faithful start their slow clap. Here's the pitch.
Just misses. Oh.
That's why as a broadcaster, you don't guess, you wait. Because that would have been an emphatic ball call if I would have called that as a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. You know what to do.
And she does it.
Oh, no. Just off the plate. 3 balls and 2 strikes, and everybody in maroon and gold, man, they're
count full, 2 outs.
Begging for it.
Payoff pitch.
Now this is what moments have been made for, right? 2 outs, the 3-2. Ball lifted back to the screen. We'll do it again.
Umpire just wanted everybody to get their money's worth today.
That's right. That's right. Full 7 innings. He wanted the clouds to come in a little bit.
They've done a great job out of these umpires in the state tournament so far. The best of the best. Here's a 3-2 in the dirt. Ball four. And the Burlington faithful haven't had much to cheer about all day. And a little emphatic cheer there after two different times it looked like Kendra Cook might have struck out sides. But she reaches first on a walk, bringing up Addison Sleezer.
The student body for Burlington over there, I'm going to say that's a lot of baseball players. And they're wanting to try to help their team get a rally here with one out.
Ball lifted down the right field line, slicing at foul territory, giving chase is May, but she can't get there in time. Hyman also giving it chase.
Trying to pump up their team, one out to go.
The long strike there against the right fielder, Addison Sleezer.
They're going to have to do a lot of pumping up to get eight runs.
It'll take a lot. Been done before. It's a ground ball to the second base, or shortstop, excuse me, Zordo to first. Dug out of the turf by Hyman for the third out of the game.
Hyman made one heck of a play there to send Silver Lake on to the championship game.
No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Silver Lake will play for a title. Come back with us after this timeout. We'll have everything summarized here as Silver Lake wins it 8-0 in this semifinal round. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've got things to do and places to be, so a car accident's the last thing you need. Good thing there's someone you can call your friend to take care of it all from beginning to end. We're Honestly Care, we're friendly and near, we're CarStar Relax, we'll take it from here.
Visit your locally owned CarStar at 5926 Southwest 19th Terrace in Topeka.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Great Plains Kennels, locally owned by Devin, does obedience and retriever dog training as well as boarding. You can find Devin on social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook at Great Plains Kennels or give Devin a call at 785-845-3609.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One final time here for this, I guess, I don't know, break, you could say. We got a third place game going to start here in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. But we got two more games now here on the MSC Radio Network. Jay Spaulding with you, Scott Bond next to me. And that game right there, 8-0. Burlington gets shut out by Silver Lake, the higher seed once again. Silver Lake, we said it from the beginning of this tournament, the seventh seed, it's the scariest seventh seed you'll see at any class. And they've proven the point.
Definitely. I mean, Silver Lake, you've got that 7 seed because they go to a 6A tournament midseason. It's got a tournament. It's got a lot of 5 and 6A teams, and they took a couple losses there to make their record not look as good. But they're definitely one of the best teams in 3A and one of the best teams in all classes. How exciting was that? That we've got a pitcher's duel throughout this whole game. 13 strikeouts for Cook, 10 for Burke, and we end the game on a great defensive play.
It's true.
And just that's pretty neat because that defense hasn't had to do anything all game, and now all of a sudden that first baseman had to dig out not the best throw in the world to end the game, and that was pretty fun to watch.
My math skills aren't the best, but 21 outs in a game of softball in a regularly scheduled game, 7 innings, 13 strikeouts, that's a pretty good ratio.
from your girl in the circle in Miss Kendra Cook. She gets the win tonight, 7 innings pitch, 1 hit allowed. That's a 1-hit shutout. No runs, only 3 walks. As Scott mentioned, 13 strikeouts for the right-handed hurler in the circle. How about some final numbers really quick? Offensively for Silver Lake, Haney at the top, 1-for-4 today, including a run and a walk. 2-for-3 for Kira Lowry. She had a walk, a double, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Taylor Zordo in the 3 spot, went 1-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. Kendra Cook, man, she didn't hit the ball very well today. She went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. She reached on an error, however, and scored a run. It was actually Michaela Connor that scored that run, but not the best day at the plate for her. But when your team's helping you around at the in the box, you can focus on that circle. Man, she was phenomenal today there. Paige Hyman, 1-for-4, Scott, from the plate. But that one hit was a loud one.
It was a very loud one. And, yeah, Cook in the circle, I mean, just looked focused all day. There wasn't a lot of emotion one way or the other from her. Didn't get upset when she didn't get the 2 pitches there towards the end of the game. She just barreled in. It's fun to watch her and fun to watch her facial expressions when she's out there. You can tell she likes the game, but she's focused. She's not going to be one of those energy people. She's just going to come out here and go to work, and she did that today.
2-run home run for Hyman. She had 2 RBIs in the game. Riley Moeller, 1-for-4 with a run scored in the ball game. Savannah Windy, 1-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI and a walk. Taylor Swigert, really good in the 8-hole spot for Silver Lake. 2-for-3, run scored, RBI. Also reached on an error, and then Taylor Liggett here in this game officially 0-for-2, but did reach base on a walk and an error. Silver Lake will play Frontenac for the title at 5 o'clock. We'll have that for you here on 103.9 KMZA. It's a rematch from 2024 when Frontenac won that game 3-0. The loss by Burlington means they've got 25 minutes to catch their breath because they're taking on a Riverside team. They got beat 11-0 earlier, but they've had a 2-hour break and be ready to go for a third-place game.
Yeah, I'm interested to see. Going over 130 pitches. Are they going to start somebody else and give Burke a few innings to rest that arm a little bit? I think either way, if you're Burlington and you don't want to go home with 2 losses, so either way, I think Burke's going to have to make an appearance. I don't know if you start her or you let somebody else try to eat up a couple innings before you bring her back in, but if Burlington wants to win this against a strong Riverside team, I think Burke's going to have to come in and do something with them.
All right, well, for now, we're going to step aside for about 15 minutes or so, and we'll have the third-place game here live in Topeka. It'll be Riverside, the 4-seed, taking on the 3-seed Burlington here in the third-place game, and then we'll have the championship game a little bit later on today at 5 o'clock. The 7-seed Silver Lake versus top-seed Frontenac. For Seth Tollison back in studio, my partner here, Scott Vaughn, this is Jake Spaulding. We'll talk to you about 15 minutes from Topeka at the Invista Softball Conference. 3A State Softball coverage continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.